ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the War Room is on. We'll be joined shortly by Lebanon John. Get back into exactly what has developed in the Middle East region these days. But I want to go to a couple of videos gone totally viral as of yesterday. They are comedian Theo Von on Joe Rogan's podcast, where he expressed what I think a lot of us are feeling. And Joe was having none of it. It was very disappointing to see. Well, we'll go to the real viral one in just a second. Let's start with clip number 23 here. This was another one. They say Joe Rogan started panicking a little bit when Theo Von made this very normal joke. Let's go to clip 23.
Even Bill Clinton said that about Netanyahu. Bill Clinton said Netanyahu wants war so he could stay in power.
For sure, dude. People call him the Yarmulke Hitler. That's what they call
him.
Who
are these people?
Everybody does.
Which people?
Countless.
Come on, people?
Huh?
What are you saying?
What do you mean, people? You talking about?
What are you talking about?
Black
dog?
Folks? What
no.
are you saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Let's not draw conclusions.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
He seems like a great guy.
No, really.
Well, it's just a scary time.
It's a scary time. Tools in there, shooting into apartment buildings,
and we didn't hear.
So what's the problem with calling him Yarmulke Hitler? What's the problem? Joe's scared, man. Joe's afraid. I'm kind of afraid to even say this, because last time I talked about a public figure being afraid of Israel, they were murdered. So I think I'm seeing it again. Joe Rogan is clearly very scared and hypersensitive of these things, which doesn't make any sense. He literally says Netanyahu is crazy. He wants war. Even Bill Clinton wants war. Later, he goes on to say, yeah, they're bombing schools and hospitals. This is crazy. And then Theo Von's like, yeah, people call him Yarmulke Hitler. Everyone's like, who calls him that? And this is a well-known thing with Rogan. Even though he's a comedian, he doesn't always get jokes. It's kind of more often that he doesn't understand jokes. Like, he doesn't get that people are joking. It's very kind of weird. Theo Von's clearly joking. They call him Yarmulke Hitler. The correct response to that is to laugh. Yarmulke Hitler, that's kind of funny. I don't know. It's just kind of a silly thing to say. Everyone's like, who calls him that? I was like, I don't know. People, what? This is weird. Why would he be so sensitive about that? Why would he get so nervous about Yarmulke Hitler? He's Jewish, right? Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'll check. I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. Was that the problem? Pointing that out? Not the thing that where he's acting like Hitler. I mean, you don't want to offend Hitler, obviously. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be too offensive to the guy that you agree is basically Hitler. What? Why are you so sensitive? That was where he sort of first gets a little wonky. But here's the clip that went totally viral. It's Theo Von just expressing very normal thoughts that I think most people have these days. Let's watch.
It's all just a cat and mouse game. People are like, we'll elect the Democrats next time. It's like, but it's all the same. Has been happening forever. They haven't been helping anybody forever. They're letting politicians slurp on kids. All of our money goes to Israel and they're using it to genocide people. It's like everybody is scared out of their wits right now. It's like our religious leaders are afraid to speak out. And it's like it's a time where it's like Satan is amongst us and our religious leaders are talking about bullshit. The poll. It's just like, what is going? I don't know, man.
We got to get you off those antidepressants, son. You're losing your marbles.
You think I am?
Come hang out with us. Just chill
out. I'm here.
I guess that was like the most disrespectful response from Joe Rogan. I would have been pissed if I was Theo Von, to be honest with you. That's the most disrespectful thing you could possibly say. Just completely disregarding everything he says. He's exactly right. What the hell is he wrong about? Everything he said there was true. Everything he said there was absolutely verifiably true, and he's saying it with passion and intensity. That's not what happens when you're on antidepressants. When you're on antidepressants, you don't care. Sounds like Joe Rogan's on the antidepressants. Yeah, man, everybody's evil, but, like, just chill, man. It's, like, fine. Like, no, it's not fine. No, Theo Von is right, and you're wrong for saying we got to get you off antidepressants. You're flipping out. No, he's clear-eyed and seeing the world for exactly what it is, and he has the righteous fury that's needed in these times. Try to dampen that. The hell?